Hello. Welcome back. I hope you had a nice vacation, a nice spring break.
He is 87 years old. He's an Austrian Jew who fled 2 months after the Nazis invaded. And if you ask Harry Schaefer what he loves best, it is his wife of 23 years, Betty.
Oh, he's so romantic.
Suppose that a loaf of bread today costs 75 cents.
And this, standing up in front of 400 students every week at the University of Kansas and teaching basic economics.
Why should you wait and buy the car next year when you know doggone well it's going to cost you 5% more, a few hundred dollars at least extra? Might as well buy it now. Might as well buy the house now.
Harry was a full KU professor until 1990 when he was forced to retire, but he didn't want to quit.
I went to my chairman and I told him I love to teach and I want to go on teaching, and if he can't have any money, raise any money for me, I'll teach for nothing. But I want to go on teaching.
He's so popular among his students today that he's got a MySpace page and 700 fans. His students literally wild about Harry.
He has a good sense of humor and he keeps the class, you know, as interesting as economics can be.
He doesn't make it too watered down. There's still some meat to it, but at the same time, he relates it in a way that makes it easy for students to relate to it and pick up on it.
Schaefer remembers as a young man in Austria how the Germans marched in and how the Austrians received them.
I remember then what was called Flüsterpropaganda, which means whispering campaign. The Nazis had the instructions. Don't debate it, don't discuss it, just repeat it. Said over and over again, it is your destiny to win. You know, look at that tailor, you're a tailor, look at that tailor over there, he's Polish, and the other one is Jewish, and they make more money than you do, is that right? And you're a member of the master race, and it's your destiny to rule the world, come on, you're part of us, and you know it. Over and over. Hitler wrote, you can tell people the biggest lie you want to. As long as you repeat it often enough and say it loud enough, they'll believe it. And when the Nazis came, the overwhelming majority of Austrians believed that they were members of the master race. It was their destiny to rule the world.
He never put up with discrimination of any kind. When he came to America, Schaefer was among many professors who quit the University of Alabama when the school refused to allow a black student to attend. Today, at KU, as he and Betty read student reviews,
I would love to spark up a fatty joint with him and chill to some Bob Marley.
Harry Schaefer says he has no intention of ever retiring.
Are you happy?
Very happy.
You seem so.
Yes. With a wife like this, how could I not be happy?
Professor Harry Schaefer, our Newsday Newsmaker of the Month.